Should the Mackinac Bridge Authority have oversight over a tunnel to replace Enbridge Line 5 beneath the Straits of Mackinac? The State Senate Government Operations Committee today said yes as it approved a bill that does exactly that. Before the entire Senate votes on the bill, however, the bill's sponsor and other interested parties have said they will allow time to consider amendments. Barbara Brown is a member of the Mackinac Bridge Authority. Barbara, do you believe the Bridge Authority should have oversight over this tunnel?
Absolutely not. It is not why the Bridge Authority was created. The Mackinac Bridge Authority's purpose is completely separate. The Mackinac Bridge is a transportation facility, and it was built to transport vehicles and goods between the two peninsulas. And the purpose of the tunnel is so disparate from the purposes that the Mackinac Bridge Authority serves that it is an illogical and, I believe, an inappropriate use of the Mackinac Bridge Authority.
Who do you feel should oversee this tunnel?
Well, I am not anti-tunnel, and I believe a separate entity, a Straits Tunnel Authority, for example, would be a logical entity to oversee a utility tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac.
From what you know of the bill, Barbara Brown, what would Enbridge be responsible for, and what would be the Bridge Authority's responsibility?
Well, the Bridge Authority's ultimate responsibility would be ownership of the tunnel. And I have seen drafts of various agreements between the state of Michigan and Enbridge, and drafts of anticipated agreements between the Mackinac Bridge Authority and Enbridge. And they provide that the Mackinac Bridge Authority would provide the land for the tunnel on either shore. That would implicate the Mackinac Bridge Authority's powers of eminent domain. It would require the Mackinac Bridge Authority to have oversight. And certainly, if you own something, ultimately, you have responsibility and liability for that structure and that facility. So that, you know, just to name a few, and each of those duties of the Mackinac Bridge, there are many sub-duties and responsibilities and expenses. That would mean the Mackinac Bridge Authority would have to hire personnel. We do not have environmental engineers or tunnel engineers. We do not have the staff and the expertise to oversee a utility tunnel. There certainly are other state departments, for example, the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Environmental Quality, that are better equipped to oversee something like a utility tunnel than would be a transportation facility like the Mackinac Bridge.
On Tuesday, some former members of the Bridge Authority joined with environmental groups to oppose the Line 5 tunnel plan. And interestingly, the authority's new chairman, Patrick Gleason, said he was surprised when this agreement was announced in October, said he would have liked more notice. And I'm wondering, how much communication did you on the Bridge Authority get from the Snyder administration as this tunnel plan was being agreed on with Enbridge?
I can speak for myself. I was the vice chair for 13 years until November 1st, and my colleague on the Mackinac Bridge Authority, William Gonatke, was the chairperson for 17 years until this past November 1st, and I am very comfortable speaking on his behalf. We essentially had no information and no contact from the governor's office prior to the October 3rd announcement, except I was informed the day before that the announcement was going to be made, and Bill Gonatke was informed 23 minutes before the announcement on October 3rd.
Why is this, do you think?
Well, they didn't want us to know what they were up to. That is the only conclusion that I can come to. This imposes a tremendous burden on the Mackinac Bridge Authority. And I recently read an article where DNR Director Keith Craig stated on the record that this has been in the works for 4 years. And people never authorized by the Mackinac Bridge Authority have been working on a plan and negotiating agreements and contracts, setting forth the terms that the Mackinac Bridge Authority would be bound by, and never has the Mackinac Bridge Authority to this moment ever authorized anyone to represent us, to negotiate us on our behalf, or to have anything to do with this tunnel agreement because we didn't know about it.
Barbara, how would you characterize the Snyder administration's handling of all of this from your point of view?
Whoa, it is such a complex and multifaceted issue and plan that it is very difficult to put it in a nutshell, but I guess I would just have to say that it is ill-conceived and clandestinely implemented. And it is very, very disturbing to learn on a day-to-day basis the number of people who have been involved in this and the amount of time that they have been involved. And it all comes down on the shoulders of the Mackinac Bridge Authority, and we have not been involved.
Does the Bridge Authority, Barbara, have any recourse to keep from being forced to oversee this tunnel?
Well, if it is presented to us and our chair person, Patrick Gleason, decides to bring this before the authority, we can always vote against it. And if Senate Bill 1197 is passed by the Senate, it would be my very sincere hope that the Bridge Authority would vote against this plan and not approve an agreement with Enbridge.
Do you have a sense how the vote would go on the authority? Do you think you've got the votes to say no?
I am ever hopeful, especially as more information about this plan is coming forward. It is very difficult for me to say at this point because there are newly appointed members to the authority. I do not know how they stand on this issue. It is a little troubling to me. I am the veteran on the Bridge Authority right now, and as of November 1st, there are four handpicked appointees by Governor Snyder. So on its face, it would look like this would be a very close vote. But I'm hoping that these new members, as they learn how the public feels about this, and it is very clear to me that the public is in quite an uproar, that our treasured Mackinac Bridge and the Mackinac Bridge Authority would be strapped with this very difficult and unpopular task of overseeing this tunnel.
Mackinac Bridge Authority member Barbara Brown, thank you so much for speaking with us, Barbara.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for your interest.
We reached out to the governor's office for comment on its communication with the Mackinac Bridge Authority. We did not get an immediate response.